Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Andrew Muller. In this episode, what will Brexit mean for the UK's border with Ireland? For nearly 20 years now, successive British governments have enjoyed the luxury of not having to worry, at least not too much, about Northern Ireland. The Good Friday Peace Agreement of 1998 was, in some respects, as grubby as political compromises often are, ushering into positions of power people who, in a just world, would instead be breaking rocks in the hot sun.
A new era of friendship and reconciliation between unionists and nationalists, in which each tradition can learn truly the value of the other.
And it didn't solve all of Northern Ireland's problems. Small-scale sectarian violence persisted, as did a culture of hostile and suspicious religious segregation. But Good Friday did mean that Northern Ireland, complex, expensive, dangerous, thankless Northern Ireland, was no longer the first thing the British government thought about when it woke. A great many important questions languished unasked during last year's referendum on the UK's membership of the EU, especially those pertaining to the consequences of a victory for Leave. This was because the people campaigning for Remain assumed they would win, and because the people campaigning for Leave didn't really care about anything except immigration. Accustomed as everyone had become to not having to think about Northern Ireland, nobody outside Northern Ireland, which voted Remain, thought about Northern Ireland.
So it's a vital issue for Europe, it's a vital issue for Britain, but it's also a critical issue for Ireland.
When the UK leaves the EU, and with it the EU's customs union, the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland will become a land border between the EU and the non-EU, and possibly, therefore, a hard border with passport controls and customs procedures. The prospect is economically, diplomatically, and politically nightmarish. At best, a hard border would massively inconvenience the thousands who trade and travel and even commute across the border every day. The prospect has been raised of people being suddenly unable to freely walk dogs or ride horses without correct paperwork. At worst, a return of customs posts and police checkpoints would provide renegade Republican militant groups who oppose the peace process with tempting targets. The Police Federation of Northern Ireland, recalling the not long distant days when the border region was so hazardous that security forces could only travel between fortified outposts by helicopter, has gloomily predicted that their members would become sitting ducks. The difficulty, as with so many aspects of Brexit, is that nobody in charge really thought Leave would win, so nobody has planned for it, so nobody knows what's going to happen. There are those who blithely assume that the EU will recognise that Ireland is a special case and find a way to permit continuation of the present arrangements. There are those, among them Sinn Féin, the primary Republican political party, who insist, possibly self-servingly, that the imposition of a hard border by Britain is inevitable. Still others note that an altogether independent Britain would not be obliged to do anything about the border, which may leave the Republic of Ireland having to police it. It is desperately difficult to think of anything Dublin might want to do less. There are 200 crossing points on the 499-kilometre border, used by more than 2 million vehicles every month. Some wonder if perhaps the UK could confer special status upon Northern Ireland and police only the contiguous borders of England, Scotland and Wales. It is too easy to imagine the apoplectic response of Northern Irish unionists. And there are others who ponder a compromise, suggesting a transition period, or something akin to the arrangement which allowed the then East Germany to piggyback on West Germany's membership of the EU customs union before reunification. But no British politician wants to see the words Ireland and reunification linked in the public discourse. Britain's Prime Minister, Theresa May, has insisted that she wants the border between the UK and Ireland to be friction-free. She might want to think about how very recently it has become possible to describe relations between the two countries as such, and how hard won that prize was. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.